Hello, and welcome back to Coffee and Catechism, a regular podcast on the Catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I am but your amateur catechist, Richard Reeb. This is a production of Amateur Anglican. Today is Saturday, October the 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2023. And so open with a collect of the day, Saturday after the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. O God, our refuge and strength, true source of all godliness, graciously hear the devout prayers of your church, and grant that those things which we ask faithfully we may obtain effectually, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So, welcome back, or I'm welcoming myself back, I guess. All right, so we're in a new section of the Catechism, or subsection, the seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. So this will be very short. Question 209, what is the seventh petition? Seventh petition is, but deliver us from evil, Matthew 6:13. So, what is Matthew 6:13, but deliver us from evil? So that was quick. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Don't mean that flippantly. I just mean I sort of just realized after the fact that I hadn't said that. So what am I going to do in this short little podcast? I'm going to quote John Chrysostom, as I am wont to do. Jesus here calls the devil the wicked one, commanding us to wage against him a war that knows no truce. Yet he is not evil by nature, for evil is not something derived from any nature as created, but is what has been added to nature by choice. The devil is the prototypically evil one. Because of the excess of his evil choices, and because he who is in no respect was injured by us, wages against us an implacable war. Thus we do pray, deliver us from the wicked ones. In the plural, we do not pray, deliver us from the wicked ones in the plural, but from the wicked one. Here ends the reading, the Gospel of Matthew, a homily. Of course, this goes back to the how do you translate that particular section from the Greek. And some translate it as deliver us from evil, or others from the evil one. I think here he's making the obvious conclusion that there's evil and the evil one, and that evil in and of itself is not really a category so much as a derivation, right? He's saying, for evil is not something derived from any nature as created. So, excuse me, I misquoted him. It is not derived, but it's created by what has been added to nature by choice. So it's a choice to do evil. It is not a natural thing to do evil, per se, right? If you start with the perfect nature of God, evil is something to choose, like what is against what God would choose. Therefore, it's not beautiful or good or anything like that, because it is contrary to the nature of God. Therefore, undesirable. So that's going to be the quick little short podcast, and then I'm going to record the next one, which is question 210, what is evil? So thank you for listening. Let's see, what are the things? I mean, I'm so out of practice, having been off most of the summer. Let's see. Oh, I didn't mention I'm drinking coffee. I've got a breakfast blend from the Target Good and Gather. It's good. It's a good coffee. I like the light roast. I prefer the flavor over a darker roast, which just tends to get more bitter. And let's see, feedback amateuranglican@gmail.com, amateuranglican@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. I've replied to every email I've ever received. And One of the other things I like to say, if you think you can do this better, please do. I think we should have more discussions about catechism and the need for catechesis within the church. So again, thank you for listening. Let's close us in some prayer. We'll do the prayer of St. Chrysostom. Almighty God, you've given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and the age to come, life everlasting. Amen and amen.